It is a wonderful Tuesday when Sarah Kenzie joins us. It is a Tech Tuesday. We've got a new Parish of the Week, and Sarah is live in studio to tell us more about it. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So we have noticed, those of us who had to cross to the north side of the river, that the commute since summer started has been really difficult. And your trek from your house in the morning, are you noticing that traffic, people are getting up and earlier now that it's time for summer and they've got big plans?
Actually, I have the opposite. I think with school out, it seems to be a lot smoother, just the route that I happen to take. So
no school buses to get stuck behind.
Yes. Although, you know, the other week I got stuck between like the or behind the one that was on the road, you know, even though it was summer. But yes, maybe it's just my route goes by a couple schools. I think it's just a lot faster right now. So I sympathize with you, but that's not what I'm experiencing.
I am glad to hear that. And I'm especially glad to have you in studio this morning. It's a Tech Tuesday. We've got a new Parish of the Week to announce, and it's one of our big parishes here in the Archdiocese.
That's right. And Brian, you maybe gave a little bit of a teaser about what that parish was, but this week we are featuring Our Lady of Lavang in Happy Valley, as well as the St. Andrew Dunlac Mission in Alloa. And I'm so excited to feature this community. Brenda, as you said, it is one of our largest parishes in our communities here in the Archdiocese of Portland. I know they have at least 5,000 people attending Our Lady of Lavang. And so these are our Vietnamese parishes, and just a vibrant community that, you know, maybe the rest of us aren't as aware of. And I know for myself, I didn't really know that community super well. And I didn't really know a whole lot about them until a couple years ago. And we had our intern for the summer, Vivian Nguyen, and she is from St. Andrew Dunlac and Our Lady of Lavang. And we actually did some projects in Vietnamese, or we did also her podcast for Vietnamese young adults. And so I actually went with her to visit St. Andrew Dunlac, and I heard about all of their wonderful programs. And they have so much going on for all ages, especially for their kids and their teenagers. I was really impressed by how much they had going on there. And then I also went to visit Our Lady of Lavang as well. And so I'm still getting to know the communities, but it's really cool to learn a little bit more about them. And so that was kind of my introduction a couple years ago. And I know that they have, in particular, coming up here starting on Friday, July 4th, and going through Sunday, they have their 47th annual pilgrimage honoring Our Lady of Lavang. And so this is really amazing to hear about. And so they've been doing this for 47 years, and it's a huge 3-day event. Hundreds of people fly in from across the nation just to attend. And so they kind of have different themes throughout the weekend. I know they're remembering 50 years since the fall of Saigon in 1975, when the Vietnamese people, a lot of them, fled their country and to escape religious political persecution. And so a lot of the festival is remembering that. I know on Friday they honor the 117 Vietnamese martyr. They have a commencement mass. There's a drama about the martyrs. There's a Eucharistic procession. On Saturday they're focused on honoring Our Lady of Lavang, which includes the girls from St. Andrew Dunlac perform a Marian dance before the mass. And so that's really amazing. And that mass, I believe, was usually presided over by the late Archbishop John Vlasny. And of course, we remember him. But this year, Bishop Peter Smith will be celebrating that mass. And then on Sunday, they have what they call the Great Mass, and that honors the fallen soldiers. And they have a big annual pilgrimage procession on that day. So they go around the grounds of the whole church. They recite the rosary. And then I know they also have another Marian dance. I think this one is a offering of flowers to Mary, I believe. So just amazing to learn about this festival that's coming up this week. weekend over at Our Lady of Louvang, and we'll share more about their parish throughout the week. But once again, congratulations to Our Lady of Louvang and St. Andrew Dunlack.
Yeah, congratulations to them. We followed very closely years ago here at Mater Dei Radio and on the Morning Blend when they purchased and opened their new parish grounds there. And of course, it's been a wonderful gathering place. The healing conference that happened just last year was just an incredible way that brought so many people together to this beautiful parish. And it's wonderful to be able to celebrate them this year. This week, it is a Tech Tuesday. Sarah Kenzie with us, and she'll be sharing more on Our Lady of Louvang and St. Andrew Dunlack Church throughout the week on our social media platforms. When people go to our platforms online at materdeiradio.com and also through the Hail Mary Media app, they have access to the community calendar, and we've got wonderful events. Things really do not slow down all that much, maybe even pick up a little bit during these summer months with wonderful events. Any time spent at Mount Angel Abbey is time just that is a blast, and people have a great opportunity every year. They look forward to the St. Benedict Festival. It's right around the corner.
That's right. So July 12th, that's a Saturday, is the St. Benedict Festival. And I just got to talk with Brother Ambrose, and we're going to share that interview soon. But he was telling me about all the things they usually do, but they're also adding some new components this year where you really get a look behind the cloister, what is life really like for the monks. And so I was really excited about that. But they also have just amazing food, drinks, they have music, they have crafts, they have exhibits, they have so much going on. But we're really, really excited that we are giving away tickets to that St. Benedict Festival. So maybe if you've never gone before, you might want to call in at the designated times and you can win tickets to that. So we gave away a couple last week. And then we're going to do it again this Thursday during the 7 a.m. hour here on the morning show. And Brenda, I think you'll let people know the exact time to call in. So make sure you're tuning in during that 7 a.m. hour so that Brenda can tell you when to call in. And then we will give away two more tickets next week, exactly a week from now, during our Tech Tuesday segment. So you have two more chances to win those tickets to the St. Benedict Festival. So really encourage you, if you've never been, this is a really great opportunity to win some tickets. And I just love this event. I'm planning to be there. So I'm really excited for those ticket winners.
Nice. We want you to call in. So again, remember, coming up on Thursday, at some point during that 7 o'clock hour, you need to be listening and then call in with at the right time and be the right numbered caller, and you're going to get yourself two tickets to the St. Benedict Festival. Sarah, with just about a minute and a half left, you know, as I said, that community calendar full of great things, another event happening. In fact, people who go to the St. Benedict Festival may have an opportunity to see some of this, but throughout the week is a great iconography event.
Yeah, so the Classical Iconography Institute is opening today a month-long event at the Mount Angel Abbey Library. And so this is a exhibition focused on Our Lady. It's free admission. You can go anytime during the month, during the normal hours of the library throughout the week, plus the special festivals that are going on the weekends, and you also get to see some live demonstrations. So really encourage you to check that out. It'll be going on all month during July, the iconography exhibit.
All right. And again, more information can be found on our community calendar at materdeiradio.com and, of course, on the Hail Mary Media app. Sarah, always a great Tuesday when you join us. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.